god, it's so special.
Yes, I've been waiting for you. Now you're supposed to say hi, San Carlos Computer Club.
Hi, San Carlos Computer Club.
This is Scott Stimson, your host from International Computer Solutions, coming to you from the intro. The San Carlos Computer Club for August 17th, 2021.
I just want to mention it's so hot outside that if you put on the cold water, it's room water. So, Dream, I need to put some ice in your water.
Your poor bird.
I'm actually going to put ice.
Our last meeting fell apart, and I have about an hour of audio, but it's sporadic because of the connection problems I was suffering from at our hotel we were staying at in Tombstone.
Yeah.
Where did you just come from?
Well, first we went to club. Well, it didn't take that long. It wasn't as long as we expected, but with the first time we went in there, the lady who works there forgot the keys. So we were just like, you know what? We're going to do the Sam's Club in the back. We're going back. And she did have the keys.
And so what'd she do? She just took your hair? Did she give you any kind of card?
We had to fill out information and stuff. Mommy had to fill out it. I didn't have to.
I wonder what... Oh, somebody... You, like, register your hair. That's interesting. I wonder if maybe they'll contact you in the future asking if you have more hair. What's that?
You want to see his bald spot?
Oh, you're right. He has a tummy bald spot.
Something, if you move it enough, it gets a little bald right there.
Why?
Tia Michelle said it was from stress.
You want to see his bald spot? Mommy said it wasn't that big. I'm like, I want you to know this is a tiny bird. That's big for a bird.
Yeah.
Love you. Love you,
Bee.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Well, we're still doing the intro while BB's sending bird pics to her friends.
Not my mask.
You forgot your mask? Hey, you want to say anything on the intro?
Remember your masks, fam.
Remember your masks. And with that final note, this is Scott Stimson, your host.
And Viviana's daughter.
Saying, tech on.
Tech on.
Until next Tuesday, which is tomorrow, because this took forever for me to make. Oh, and Emily.
The favorite child.
Tech on.
Tech on.
Started again, and we've got about 8 minutes before we officially start, and we've got our alternate links, and my internet has been going up and down, and so I'm kind of thinking I'm going to try and treat this similar to when I drove up the highway. I'm going to use my cell service and join the meeting from my phone. That way, regardless of whether my recording goes well or not, or my YouTube stream goes well or not, I can keep talking to you guys. Because the internet at the ranch, as I said earlier, I am in Tombstone, Arizona, playing cowboys with my family, and we've stayed at a bed and breakfast that's motifed in old style Western town. We are staying in the bordello, hence the red room behind me, and their internet is from the 1800s. My internet connection is going across the telegraph line right now. And that explains all the blurriness. This is the fidelity that cowboys had when they used internet back in the old West. And I am going to connect to us through my phone.
Looks like Bill's the outlaw and I'm the good guy.
Yeah, Paul, you do look like the good guy. Look at that.
Well, and I was never accused of being the good guy.
So hopefully this will work. It looks like... All right, there we go. So this is our room.
Cute. What's the name of the place again?
It's the Monument.
So I take
can you hear me okay?
You can cross the border now.
Well, she had a friend with Miles. This is the room we're staying in.
Uh-huh.
Miss Kitty's Bordello.
Cute.
She had a friend with Miles that wanted to do something sweet for Yuya and gifted them to her so she could fly to Arizona.
Oh, my gosh. How great is that?
Yeah. And so we met up 2 nights ago, and we've been doing a mini family vacation.
Great.
We spent some time in Mesa. This is the bed and breakfast we're staying at. All of this. Every one of these rooms is a bedroom. So, like, the newspaper office there, that's one of the rooms. And the dentist's office here, this is another room.
So where did she get her COVID test?
Right there in town. It's not hard to get. Say again?
I was reading, though, it said that unless you have a PCR test, you can't fly into Canada.
Oh, I don't know about that. But this was to the United States, so I wouldn't be surprised if there was different rules. So far, my only complaint with this place is their internet.
Oh, well, that's the case with a lot of places I stay, so.
So this is the saloon restaurant, which is actually a saloon restaurant.
Does the public come out well or only guests?
Well, no, this is actually a private hotel. And so, I mean, I don't know. Wow. Maybe they do. They do horseback riding here. Maybe they actually offer it to people other than their guests. I don't know. But that's the layout of the place we're at. We're at a place called the Monument Guest Ranch. And they were telling me a little bit of the history of it. Apparently, it was built on an actual ranch from the Tombstone time period. But it was built by some Germans because apparently the Germans are infatuated with the Old West. And so this was like a theme park hotel for German tourists.
Pretty modern looking golf cart.
Yeah, you like that? Also, over here, I'll show you where cowboys swim.
No. It's supposed to be it's
supposed to be a pond?
Horse trough.
A horse trough, that's right. They're supposed to wash once a month in a trough.
That's where they dip themselves to get the sheep kids off them.
So this is the saloon.
You're obviously still in Arizona, huh?
Yeah, we're in Tombstone. Hey, Pop, you would love this place. We keep thinking about you.
Yeah, we've been there. I'd love to go back. You got to go to Boot Hill.
Well, we're staying in a place called the Monument Guest Ranch. Oh, gracias. You left your hand sanitizer in here when we came for breakfast in the morning. So this is a bed and breakfast hotel. This is wild.
That is freezing.
That is
freezing.
We went
inside a building and we can't have very good data. You need to go back outside.
I do. Okay, I'm on the cell network. Maybe that makes a difference.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
Let me go out on... Can I go out on the porch over here? No. Let me go out the other direction. I'll go through the saloon. Are you guys still able to see okay? Morning.
Yeah, so a pool table.
Thank you.
Did you do one of her saloon dance girl numbers in the saloon?
Wouldn't that be funny? No, she didn't.
I think that would be a great idea.
This is the lobby.
It's a beautiful section.
Oh, what's that? Okay. All right. We're getting a picture.
This is the old Trapman Ranch.
Okay.
Trapman Ranch existed here from 1880 to 1980. Part of the old Trapman Ranch, the adobe wall that's right outside the building over here, is part of the old original ranch that was here.
Are you guys catching all this?
Yes.
Yep.
In the 1800s, we had the Apache that were up there in the Dragon Mountains. When the Trapmans were here, this is actually the old root cellar. You come over here, you got the lights on, it's got the stairs going on, but this is the actual root cellar that they had here in the 1800s. And it goes all the way back down and underneath the kitchen over here. There's a tunnel that goes from here out to the original entrance of the property. So the Trapmans, when they were here, if any of the Indians came down, they'd hide down in the root cellar, and if they needed to, they could escape through the tunnels where they had the horses tied up to get away from land.
Wow. Very cool. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
So you guys hear that?
Yeah. Little history.
This is the original roots cellar. They've got a pane of glass here that unfortunately you can't really see down there too easily.
Maybe I can.
Yeah, you really can't see the head. It's a little smoky. It's gotten a lot of wear. There's a tinting that's been damaged on it through use, but that's a cool story. They used to have a tunnel from the bottom of the ranch all the way down to where their house or their horses were, so they could escape the Indians if they attacked. Hey, Chester, nice of you to join us. Hey, good morning.
Garcias.
How you doing?
I missed the story.
Well, the family and I are taking a little family vacation. We're in Tombstone, Arizona, and we're staying at the Monument Guest Ranch. And so I was just kind of taking the guys on a little tour where we're staying.
Awesome.
This is our view. We're about a mile and a half from the actual tombstone. And it seems to be a somewhat functioning ranch. They've got horses, cows, goats. But Chester, I was telling the guys that this is a ranch from the Tombstone time period that had kind of like an adventure land built on top of it by Germans. That's the history I got, because there was such an interest in Western history tourism for the Germans. So this is what the main road of our bed and breakfast looks like.
Looks it's like no a longer computer. Town.
It does, doesn't it? Everybody's loving it.
I would expect some horses to be tied up.
Well, you know what? There are horses down the way. In fact, when Yuya and the kids took off on their horse riding this morning, they walked right past our room window. They came right through town.
I would expect to see some road apples on that street.
What is a road apple?
I also see a holy board.
Say that again, Chester.
I see a holy board.
Every one of these is a different room in this hotel.
Oh.
So it looks like a storefront, but it's actually a guest room. Hey, we're having a lot of fun. The folks recommended that sometime we check out Tombstone, and when we were looking for activities, we actually were interested in going into wine country and doing a vineyard, but all the accommodations that we could find were pretty expensive around those areas. I started looking into Tombstone, and they had this ranch experience, which was really reasonably priced. Here's the horses.
Is it pretty hot over there?
No, actually, it's not too bad. In fact, the forecast is to stay out of the 80s most of the day.
Oh, good.
We woke up to 62-degree weather.
You must be in altitude.
I think that's what it is. They've been having rainstorms every night, and we had a big one last night as well.
Oh, we had a huge one in Green Valley last night, all night.
Yep, sure. Now I should be able to switch over. All right, now you're stuck with me again. Rocking the cowboy gear. So, did anybody bring any topics for today's meeting other than my cowboy experience? I'm heading back to my desk. Hopefully, I'll be able to maintain that connection as easily as this one's been maintained.
Well, I did read an interesting thing this morning on, I think it was on CNET, about how on Facebook and Twitter, etc., how they're doctoring the pictures to make them look like something they're really not.
They who?
What does that mean?
Yeah, they who?
Well, different people that are posting on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram are doctoring up the pictures.
Using filters. The people, the influencers, have for a long time used filters to make themselves appear more attractive. I'm coming in.
Well, one of the comments was last night or yesterday in Afghanistan. They said they doctored some of the pictures.
Yeah. I don't know if any of that got on our recording. I'm switching over to the computer now, which has had the horrible internet connection. Can you guys hear me okay? Hello, hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
You know, doctoring the faces, I have a program that makes that very easy. You can turn a frown into a smile. You can take off weight, change eye color.
So, Linda, how are they doctoring photos of Afghanistan?
Wait, no, that's a different thing, isn't it? You're not talking about Afghanistan, are you?
Yes, she was.
You were? Did I lose Linda?
Linda, you're muted.
She's muted.
There you go.
Okay, I'm there now?
Yep, you're here, Linda.
Yes.
They doctored some of the photos yesterday at the airport in Afghanistan.
Do you, what article is that? Do you have a link to that?
In what way?
I don't know. They changed them. Okay, for instance, they gave the example of how, of Nancy Pelosi, how they made her look like she was drunk on that picture when people said she was drunk. They doctored that to make her look like she was drunk, and that's what they did.
That's been done before.
I've lost my connection with you guys. Sorry, guys. I've lost my connection to you on the computer. Oh, I'm back. Sorry, our internet around here is horrible. Well, you know, I sent out a document at the last
minute. But I think you were much better on the telephone and turn that one off on the computer.
Yeah, I agree. Give me a moment. Let me sort that out.
What happened to everybody?
Hey,
Jim.
Hey, guys. Do
that. Rejoin here.
Long time no see. No, we have been. We're back at the ranch now. But leaving in 2 weeks, start quarter around 1st of October, I guess.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That soon.
See you soon.
Oh, yeah?
Good.
That soon. Even with...
Although I understand pretty much in the RV, we're not going to have much interaction with people on the way down. And
Scott, the Delta is everywhere. It's not, you know, you can't not.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
Yeah, true. That people wear masks at the store.
Yeah. Isn't that true? Yeah. Well, Linda and I are going back pretty much to last March protocol, mm-hmm. even though we're both double vaxxed, just an abundance of caution.
What do you mean double vaxxed?
Well, we've had the two shots. All right.
That I can get my Arizona vaccination documents, but so far it's not working. Linda, have you tried that?
What do you mean?
There's a site for Arizona vaccinations to get it downloaded onto your phone. The documentation.
Oh. I mean, these plastic sleeves I bought online.
Right. Well, I've got that too, but this will actually go onto your phone, and it's supposed to have a barcode.
Oh, really?
Associated with it.
I guess I'll look for it.
Yeah. It's I can't remember what it's called though, but it doesn't work right now. So I think it was on like USA Today or.
So this is going to be a electronic vaccination card.
Yeah. It's called. Hold on. Let me hold on. It's called My IR, like enter, but it's not working.
It came right up. Oh, I've got it.
It's not working.
It came right up in the. Okay.
I
came right up in the Google.
Right. I've not been able to get. I've created my account and all that stuff, but I've not. It just gives me an error message. So finally, somebody from the company sent me an email last night about 11 at night. So I responded back, but haven't heard anything yet.
And I'm just registering.
Oh. Big latecomer and Scott not there. Anybody on the screen that is actually in San Carlos right now? Other than Scott? I'm still
nobody.
In the meeting. Everybody.
Scott's in Arizona.
Oh, is Scott's in Arizona too? Oh, my.
Yes. Yeah, I'm in Colorado.
Hi, Yuya.
Tombstone Jim says hi. Everybody says hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Oh, God.
Howdy.
Tell her about dancing as the saloon girl.
Yeah, she just walked out the door. I don't know where she went.
Okay. Yeah, Carol, James, you were asking about is anybody in San Carlos? I think the answer is no. Scott's on his way there, and Jim is on his way there, Jim Cunningham.
Oh, great.
But it'll be a month before I get there.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to be there till January, so just trying to figure out how it's going.
I'll be there the middle of October.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, here, we're going to be in Ottawa by then, but I'll stay connected to the club
good.
On Tuesdays.
Excellent. Everybody's chosen to wear cowboy hats because I'm dressed like a cowboy in Cowboy Town.
That's right.
Let me just yell at me while laying on the bed. You're not helping me.
So,
the
I need you guys to keep it down, okay?
All right.
So wear your headsets or whatever you're doing.
So you guys are talking about apps or vaccination passports, as they call them, or certification. In Alberta, we have a My Health account where we can have all our vaccination records, all of our test results, go through that, everything to do with healthcare. It is on there.
I'm not talking.
Hey, Kate. Right.
I can't get my microphone turned off on my tablet.
I just realized since I'm working on the phone, you guys aren't hearing me double, are you?
Nope.
Okay. You're not hearing yourselves come back?
We were for a few minutes, but I think you got the other one muted and seems to be working.
Awesome. Right. Awesome. I think this is where we're at then.
Anyways, about our app, so we can have record on our data on the phone. Bill can't get his to work for some stupid reason, and it's a real frustrating thing. And I was reading something on the San Carlos Viva bulletin board about the discrepancies between the states. We have the same problem in Canada. We have different provinces doing different things. We had a tracking app put out by the Canadian government that our Alberta government said there was no way they were going to participate in it, created their own. So we had all this fighting between the federal and the provincial, which continues daily. So it's very, very hard. A whole bunch of Albertans say there's no way I'm telling anybody if I'm vaccinated or not, and they refuse to participate in any kind of a passport.
Well, that's very helpful. Thank you for being so concerned about our general welfare.
Yeah. Well, you know, it just seems so ridiculous. You need a driver's license. You need to prove your age before you enter a bar. Why can't you prove you've been vaccinated by having it, you know?
Okay. Right. Well, and it's obvious that we're going this direction and we're still fighting over freedom and personal rights when we're really talking about the general health of the community.
Of the world. Let's expand that. It's of the world.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
It is not a community. It is not me. It is not you. It is the world.
Yes.
I agree with you, Judy. I hope you understand me well enough to understand that I consider my community local, regional, and the world. Exactly. I think that we need to all be thinking that way.
Yeah.
I don't think people think that way.
Think globally, act locally.
Too many don't. Yeah. That's true, Judy.
They call it a global pandemic for a reason.
Right, and we're just watching. You know, the thing that's just infuriating in the United States is all these different news reports about conservatives recommending to their constituents to get vaccinated, but they're doing it in secret. They're not having town halls telling them to get vaccinated. They're just passing the word, like telephone. You should get a vaccination. You should get a vaccination.
But don't tell anybody.
Yeah. That's such great leadership. Trump and his constituents getting vaccinated in secret so no one would know. It's just crazy.
And they still don't seem to know that he was vaccinated.
Right. They would deny it if you told them. They'd be like, no, he didn't. It's like, really?
A lot of misinformation in this world.
Well, I really don't believe that he had COVID. Staying in the hospital was bogus.
Well,
because he recovered
close to believe that he had COVID-19.
Yesterday, they were reporting on, I think it was MSNBC, maybe CNN, but
Oops.
Are you next to each other, Mom?
Yeah, we're pretty well vaccinated up here, although, you know, we don't have, our kids, of course, don't have it under 18. And that's what I always say. You know, I see people without a mask, I say, oh, you aren't too special. And then they kind of look at me and I say, well, no 12-year-old on a ventilator is special.
Go ahead. I'm with you, Chester. Two things. I'm with you. I want to know the Pfizer that I had in May and June, It's recommended that it gets boosted within 6 to 8 months. So I'm very eager to find out what I should be doing.
Well, I guess it's under 12. Yeah, under 12. Yeah. Apparently the approval for it is coming up.
Yeah, or whatever, and the timing of them. Chester, and get a third booster.
Make a case because of what I've been through this spring. But I think what we're going to find is within a week or two, they're going to come out with an 8-month February. So probably in October, I would be ready for a booster.
Well, I'll be there.
A research study on a booster, in on that one, or maybe I can get into the States in October, November, and get one down there.
Well, since the last time we talked, within the last week, Sonora has changed going to school, masks and plastic, and barriers and social distancing, and at least 2 days online. So that has changed in the last week. Before, they were making this push, like the United States, everyone's going back to school, we're going to do masks and social distancing. But in the last week, they've changed that. Now they're going to be at home most of the week.
Guaymas and St. Carlos have been now designated as red.
Yeah, definitely in bad shape right now. We have a person, a brother of a family we're very close to that just passed away. I don't know if I shared that story with you guys or not, but they're in Guaymas, younger than me, no real health problems, and fully vaccinated, got sick and passed away in less than a week.
Well, Phyllis Lachimsky is in a hospital in Hermosilla and on a ventilator.
That's correct. Yeah, Phyllis is on a ventilator.
One of the other, I think, Caldwell Banker, all of them got the COVID. But that's a rumor.
The story I heard was that, say that again, Chester?
That's a rumor. I can't confirm it.
So the story I've heard is that it was Caldwell Banker and Seaside.
Wow.
And only one person at Caldwell Banker was vaccinated, and they were the only one to recover quickly.
Well, a science experiment, I guess.
I just have a hard time accepting an excuse for not being vaccinated, and I find that true in my own family.
Me too.
I can't go there. I would be opposed to a requirement that you have to put something in your body that you didn't make that determination. I can go along with that, but even the disease is far more than COVID-19.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that one of the things that we've run into, I run into it, we're going to lose our call in just 5 minutes. So let's just keep an eye on that.
Okay,
it might take me a little longer to get on since I'm using the phone. I have to type that code in. I don't have it sitting ready. But what I was going to say is that you've run into this on Facebook as well as in person. Somebody gets in your face and says, who do you know that has COVID? Like it's a hoax. And I'm afraid now we know a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I was talking to somebody in San Carlos yesterday, and he just says, well, it's a hoax, and all it is a moneymaker, and we're not getting our shots. Well, you know what? How can it be a hoax when 600,000 people are dead?
Yeah.
That's in the U.S. only.
Yeah.
And several million.
So how can you say that?
Okay, before we get cut off, how do we get the new one?
Go to the...
Okay, Chester, I've put it messages. In the in-call messages. I'm going to drop it again.
The three little dots.
DMB-HXID-HJF. And I should be ready there.
I'm going to switch over now. It says we have to ask to join, or I have to ask to join, so.
Okay, I'm joining it now.
I'm going over.
Where are we going
to a new link. If you open up the chat, the in-chat messages, I've dropped the link in there. Okay. Go to the bubble at the bottom of your screen.
I think I'm on.
And you'll see a chat. You'll see a link that if you click on it, it'll open up another tab. How's everybody doing? Judy's already over there.
I think.
Hey, Judy.
it's really blurry.
Judy's already in there.
I can't tell if I'm there or not.
Admit all. Judy's Everybody's already in over there.
Okay.
Admit all. Admit. Okay, I think we're good and going again. Oh, I need to get myself over there now.
Okay.
I'm here on the desktop, though I can't hear you guys at the moment. Oh, and I'm getting disconnected from the desktop. What is our meet code? DMB-HXID-HJF. All right, I think I'm back. Okay, do you have the other tab still open? I'm really curious how this is going to show up as a podcast. Oh, here comes Mom. All right.
It's
do you still have the other tabs open?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm pretty sure I closed it. Yeah, I closed it.
Okay. Well, I
only have one tab open.
I think we're rolling again. Not quite as graceful as last.
Say what? What do you expect from a cowboy?
The pictures aren't distorted right now.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're looking at my broadcast from the laptop, it's cutting in and out. It's coming and going.
Well, you look pretty clear.
That's that one.
Well, I've actually got, I've got two different things going on. I'm on the phone with one in the laptop, and that's why I've chosen to do my presentation.
It's pretty smooth there.
You're good to go.
So what else do we got going on?
Well, I was just going to say to Chester. I was just going to mention to Chester that that one of our the children of a friend of ours, she's a mother herself, and she was a no vaxxer, and she proudly announced to me the other day that she got her first vaccine. So there are changes that are happening, but pushing doesn't solve the problem, you know.
No,
I understand that a third vaxxers are waiting for the final approval of Moderna and Pfizer vaccine before they want to get an experimental. I consider that
I understand science and how it works, and the, you know, the fact that it's not not an encyclopedia, so that they, you know, they don't want to. It's always probabilities with science, right? It's never, even Newton was found to not have taken into account everything.
There is one vaccination that I have not had that I really need to consider, and that's the one you get from chickenpox.
Shingles.
Shingles. And I've had shingles, and you don't want to get shingles. It's not life-threatening, but you'll wish you had it.
Well, think about it. When we were children, we had all even got the shots.
Yeah. I think if we have proper sticks and carrots, I think that's the way to do it. You know, like you can't participate completely with the rest of us if you're not fully covered. I think that's a good thing.
Well, there's another problem with a lot of these really religious groups. They don't want to get the bat either. I saw an interview with this pastor, I think it's up in Maine, in one of the churches, Calvary Chapel. Well, he's got half of his group there that was sick with the COVID, and he wasn't getting the shot either. I mean, it's just... And they keep preaching them not to get.
I'm not saying you have to go through
them to kneel if you so choose.
That's right.
That's what irks me.
I think the television basically took care of that by not showing the national anthem. Then you don't have to be concerned.
True.
In the end, they
can play the national anthem and not show the football players.
I really agree. I think that we're doing ourselves confused or not a rights or freedom issue, and we can't engage on that level and be productive. People get stuck. They dig in and they won't cross the line. And I think it's really more about educating people about keeping people safe and the history of effectiveness with vaccines and addressing their concerns, sitting and listening to their level, those things that are making them, that are keeping them from getting vaccinated.
The problem with that, the problem with that that philosophy is you can't fix stupid.
Exactly. Right.
So I like the
Well, the question is, do we want to get out?
Some people think this is the end of days, and so why
is going on right now? I mean, we might just be wiping out stupid people.
That's one way to look at it.
That's true.
But I do think it's more of a strong stance against Dan to fight with them for not caring people about protecting that your community. About look at how you can, what you can do to protect your family, and explaining how vaccinations are making it very easy to understand how effective vaccinations have been in the past. Making them understand how it's okay to develop these vaccines so quickly. I had a friend until I explained to him how the acceleration actually worked without compromising the effectiveness of a vaccine before they took it seriously, that it was a safe vaccine. I had to explain to him they didn't speed up any of the science. They sped up all the manufacturing. If you guys aren't aware of that, they decided to manufacture without knowing whether it was going to work or not. They were ready to dump all the vaccinations they made if it didn't work. But what they were doing was manufacturing at the same time they were testing. So by compressing that, they were able to put out vaccinations quicker than normal. And it took
the ones that were taking the risk, and I agree, the ones that were taking the risk was the U.S. taxpayers. They're the ones that's that right. funded. And I think that's just fine. You know, U.S. taxpayers took the risk to build the Transcontinental Railroad and the Panama Canal. So I don't have any problem with that. But you have to really be thankful to those in government that caused it to happen. We're able to take
absolutely. But the risk isn't a health, it's an economic risk, not a safety risk.
It's an economic risk, sure. Yeah. But that's been taken and has been satisfied.
Well, the kids go back to school on the 23rd. I'll give you updates of what happens. In the States, we've been seeing headlines like 1,000 kids in specific counties.
My granddaughter goes to New Orleans on Wednesday back to school.
Our kids in Alaska start today.
It's today in Alaska.
Sandy, do they have restrictions?
I don't know what's the latest.
Because
we just have new information, so I don't know what all they're requiring now. Right now, I think it's your choice about masks or not, but that could have changed in the last few days.
Well, yeah, it seems like you guys had a school board meeting while I was there where they were going to mandate masks regardless of the crowd that was in the board meeting demanding that they don't.
Did you hear how that turned out?
I heard that the board was strong against the protesters and didn't influence their decision making at all.
Okay. Well, you probably know more.
So as far as I think, the Anchorage School District has a mask mandate.
Okay. I know our governor is trying to not have that, but...
Your mayor as well.
Yes. Yes, him too.
Well, we're in Tombstone. We went to Big Kate's to eat dinner last night, Big Nose Kate's Saloon. And as we were about to walk through the door, somebody in costume came walking out, saw us in masks and said, "Oh, honey, you don't need those. You're in Tombstone. Nobody's wearing masks." Mm. And it's like, it sure sounds like we need these.
Yeah, that's right. The irony is that it's the masks are effective for protecting others, not yourself. So the fact that you have to be in a culture where everybody's masking to protect each other, that's the irony of it all.
Well, you know, the unfortunate thing is that most people really don't realize is that there are only two masks that protect anything. The other are like 20% effective. The only two masks are the N95 and the KN95. The KN95 is made in China. And you can get that locally. It's more difficult to get the N95. The KN95 also goes around the ears rather than around the neck.
Yeah, they're actually, I've got one right here, and they're actually so much more difficult to breathe through. It makes it very clear how ineffective the general masks are.
You must have a KN95.
I do. That's a KN95 right there. For it to be effective, it has to seal along your cheeks here and along your nose and down here around your chin. And you can see it move up and down as I breathe through it because it keeps such a good suction or seal on there. And it's very uncomfortable to breathe in, breathe in and out. But when you're wearing it, it's so uncomfortable to breathe that it becomes very clear how ineffective your regular mask is in comparison. And like what Chester was saying, I saw in the news where these masks are 20% effective.
Right.
And these are up to 95% effective at protecting yourself.
That's what I've heard on the news as well.
Yeah. The masks in general are very effective at protecting other people. But as far as protecting yourself, these are not very protective, and the N95s are.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught a... an interview with somebody that was speaking outside of their role in the CDC. He was not speaking in the official capacity of the CDC. He was, take it with a grain of salt, but he said that we're at the point now where even if you're vaccinated, if you're going into a crowded public space, I would double mask. And when I heard that, it became clear to me that his concern is catching it from other people now, even if you're vaccinated.
So I just ordered some KN95s from Amazon, and I got those last week because I think that's what it's going to come to again.
KN95s from Amazon.
We use the N95 to do the plane.
Mm-hmm. Are they available in stores too?
Yeah, some. I think I saw it like at Home Depot or someplace like that.
Oh yeah, and what about were they? Did they come quickly when on Amazon?
Oh, very quickly. Yeah.
Very quickly, and do they come in like a 5-pack or something?
I bought mine.
I think I got a 10-pack.
I think I bought mine in as a 5 or 6-pack, but mm-hmm. That was way back in January.
No, okay, mine last
week. What would the unit price be, Jude?
I don't remember. Because I bought tie-dye, so I didn't just buy white ones. Oh.
Did make it yourself?
La-di-da. Well, maybe I should get tie-dye ones, too. Where I got some old shirts.
There you go. What do they look like, Judy?
Oh, we're going to get a fashion show. Jeez.
There we go.
Look at this. A fashion show, and it's not Cheryl.
First, it's the cowboy outfit, the cowboy hats, and now we're doing masks. We're gonna.
That's right.
Is this the bandito look?
Well, I was trying to get on. I couldn't get the. I kept coming to live streams rather than being in the meeting, and so. But I saw everybody with cowboy hats on, so that's why I decided there must be a reason to wear a cowboy hat.
Well, I would put on my Trump hat, except I'm afraid you'd cut me off.
Big proud anti-vaxxer on it. I think we're good with you, Chester.
So I got the it's a 30-pack, and there they are.
That's stylish.
Oh, that's pretty.
They came in multiple colors. Okay, so which number is that?
The fashion industry is what's going to solve this problem. All they have to do is make masks fashionable, and we'll have to work.
I can't tell what it said, but anyway, it's a 30-piece KN95. Okay. Made in China, but I thought, oh well.
But it's a good mask.
Yeah.
Good.
Now, I was not real thrilled.
Once pink is normally not my color, but...
Okay, you smart Alex with your Cheryl's Ready for Fashions. This is my liner that goes into various ones. This is my Christmas variety. I have my at-home pink outfit. I have my green one. I have my solid black, which I'll be wearing to my funeral on Friday. Yes. I have various masks. The other thing is, Scott, when you had your N95 on, you had a problem with your glasses.
Yep.
Well, multiply that with glasses, hearing aids. Usually a hair hook mine at the back because it's out into the car. There's lots of masks out there. I have an N95. I hate the way it hurts my ears. So I tend not to wear it. So that defeats the purpose. So I'm going to stick with mine.
It's unfortunate, Cheryl. I feel the same way. In fact, I've gotten in the habit with the N95 of hooking it to the back of my glasses so it's not so much pressure on my ears. And then after a while, it starts riding forward and all the safety's starting to disappear.
Yeah. I think you have to make it so that you'll wear it and that it's comfortable or, you know, sitting below your neck, it's no good. You know, like it has to be where it has to be. When I walk outside, I lower them, but I always have a mask on.
We keep seeing all these different mask designs on Instagram and Facebook, and I've been thinking that's really silly. Look at that big investment on masks, but spending 6 hours in one of these masks in a plane, I think I'm ready for a sophisticated mask that doesn't hurt my ears, that makes it easy for me to breathe, and I can feel safe. I guess I'm ready for a plastic, like, you know,
Darth Vader
scuba mask.
when masking first came out back in December of last year, I guess, I purchased a welder's mask, one of those plastic. And I wore that for a long, long time and was accepted everywhere. But I know it was not as good as an N95.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think the idea of double masking, like those face shields, are one thing that, you know, go from your forehead all the way down. And you see the nurses put them down when they're going to be working with people. But they have underneath it one that has the wire or something so that it sits firm over your nose. Because, you know,
Cheryl, that's what they're insisting our kids wear when they go to school 2 days a week. They're supposed to wear a mask and a face shield, and then their desks will have plastic partitions and be spaced out social distance. What is interesting, though, is their classroom sizes won't be bigger than 12 people.
Wow.
Which I thought, what a bonus. When was the last time you had a classroom that was less than 20 people in it?
Yeah, that's some good education might be happening there too then.
With that, yeah, that's individual instruction right there, 12 per school per teacher.
Of course, you're assuming that the union will let them go back to work.
Remember, Chester, my kids go to school in Mexico. So there is no union.
What I want to know is, has anybody worn a mask into a bank and held it up?
You know what's funny about that? I went in with a mask the other day. Mr. Jim Cunningham, if you can hear us, can you keep your... I keep having to mute you. Your speakers keep coming through. So we're hearing...
Take it off mute. Okay, what are you hearing from me?
I'm hearing everyone else come through your speakers.
With a little bit of a delay.
Why would that be?
I don't know. It's not happening now.
I don't
know.
It's not happening right now as you're addressing us, but it's when you're sitting in the background, your microphone is picking up your speakers and broadcasting it to us.
Like if you had to,
yes, that would prevent it.
How about I go back to the earbuds?
Yeah, that would prevent it.
So, Scott, I have two kinds of shields. One of them has a piece of foam that seals it to your forehead, which is so hot and uncomfortable. And the other ones are attached to a pair of pseudo glasses.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I got that one in Mexico somewhere.
So it's more like a pair of glasses with a curtain or plastic curtain.
Plastic shield. Yeah. But the ones that have the foam, it is so hot because it just, the foam is against your forehead and it's tight and it was horrible. So
my other big frustration with all this is I've had to go and do work in a mask before, and so much hot air is coming through it that it steams up my glasses. Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, I'll see you next week.
All right.
Well, we did our
real computer topics this week, did we? We're all talking about COVID technologies and Tombstone. But that's okay.
I watched a couple of movies, a series.
I was okay to finish off our meeting. Why don't we do some recommendations? What do you got, Cheryl?
I watched Irish, I think it was. Anyways, it was the Last Rites. And it was a nice little movie, but I'd recommend that one. The guy is actually on a plane heading to Ireland to bury his mom, and the guy beside him dies. So, anyways, he has to take care of this body because, it's a long story, but it was a kind of interesting little people one. And then I watched this two series. Of the Outer Banks, teenagers involved in pirate ship finding, and it was a little bit of West Side Story, the rich kids against the Pogues, as they called themselves. So it was kind of West Side Story meets Pirates of the Caribbean. It was quite interesting. The main character's name was John B. So he ended up in Nassau Town. So it was kind of corny, but it was teenagers, so there was all of the things with that. It amazed me that guns could be shooting all over the place and nobody would get hit. Sort of like a Star Wars movie. What are the people that can't shoot anybody?
Stormtroopers. So is this the Australian TV show? It's been around for about two, three seasons.
Yeah, I watched two seasons of it. I don't know if there's a third, but The Outer Banks, it was kind of a fun little waste time.
I know that my buddy Justin, who bought the house, the reason I ended up in Alaska, his daughter has gotten really into it, and they're watching it. They're doing watch parties watching it right now.
Yeah, so I would say
they'll start Netflix at the same time, and then they'll chat on speakerphone as it's going on.
I'm watching a new one this week that I'm enjoying, and it's called Peaky Blinders.
Say again?
Peaky Blinders.
Oh, Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, five seasons long, and it has to do with a crooked family starting in 1919 to about 1926. And I'm enjoying it. It's a little hard to read because of the Cockney accent that a lot of them have. But I'm enjoying it.
I have to the subtitles have to be on, Chester, to be able to understand that Cockney accent. But
yeah, I have to admit, I do watch the words a lot.
Carolyn and I got busy and went right through the Afterlife, which Sandy recommended a few weeks ago, and we really did enjoy that.
What was the name of it?
Afterlife.
Afterlife?
Yeah. It's a series, a British actor. Oh, I wish I could remember his name right now. But it was very well done. And the premise was his wife had passed from cancer and left him a message on his computer. And so he goes through that message that was sent to him to be seen after her death. But he also goes through a lot of her other events that, you know, like when she was at parties and dancing and weddings and things like that through life. So it's interspersed with the reality, the now time. And then he's these flashbacks to the life he had before. So the pun is that his life now is after that other life, you know. So it's well done.
Afterlife in different levels of meaning.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that sounds interesting. I didn't hear that recommended earlier before, but I'm going to.
I think it was Sandy that said it. Anyway, I'd seen it there and kept thinking, "Oh yeah, that might be fun." But we got onto it and it just sucked us right in. We were doing three a night.
Which one was this?
Afterlife.
Oh boy, that must have been a few shows ago. I don't remember. Oh, yeah.
You know what? It's sounding familiar, James. It might have been me.
Oh, maybe you. Maybe.
Because the way you're describing it, I think I watched that. He meets a woman in the graveyard.
No, he does meet a woman, but he's a nurse to his father that seems to catch his eye.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to ruin it for everyone.
No, but there was also the bench at the
yes table. Yes, yeah, that one. That's the one.
Yeah, it was me. Now that you've mentioned it, so Afterlife. Yeah, I went through that one real quick too. I think mm-hmm. I binged it in 4 days.
Yeah, sure.
The whole thing was done, but
we're not nearly as conscientious as that.
Well, maybe you don't have insomnia like I do. Ends up 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm still sitting there.
No. 10 o'clock is...
That's true.
Okay, I've got sci-fi recommendations.
Get off of reality.
There is a new documentary series, I think it's on Showtime, called UFO, which is produced by J.J. Abrams and Bad Robot, and it's insanely entertaining. They are showing footage and stories based on the most recent disclosure that the U.S. government has done. Or you get to hear stories you've never heard before. Abrams kind of way. It's not just a lot of accident, and immediately got hit with footage that was like a gray man talking to people. And we're like, whoa, this isn't it. This isn't what we're trying to watch. Yeah. And we found the right one, and the right one is amazing. They go into the Arizona story with the lights above Arizona. They talk about how the governor dealt with that story. And just they're on their second episode, and the first two have just been just really well-researched, well-done, professional documentaries on the UFO subject here in the United States.
So where
do you find that?
I think it's Showtime. I found it on Streamio, but I think it was on Showtime that it was created.
And what's the name again?
UFO.
And it's a most, it's a recent production. So like because there's probably other ones called UFO. So if I search for UFO from this last year kind of thing.
Yeah, 2021, Showtime, J.J. Abrams, Bad Robot Productions.
Bad Robot. Okay.
And you know, so many of those kinds of documentaries, if you watch any of those, you end up watching a lot of the same regurgitated footage that's out there. Even the stuff that's been debunked, you end up watching over and over again. And this is like you're watching all new footage. You've never seen these videos before or these pictures before. And they've got interviews with Air Force pilots and really legitimate people talking about this stuff. I'm running out of time on my end. My family's looking at me going, we're vacationing and we need to get going. So I need to leave you folks. Adios. But thank you for being here. We will talk next Tuesday when I'm back in San Carlos. Until then, everybody tech on.
Well.
Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Scott. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Stay safe.
Thank you. Everybody. Wear a mask.
Okay, that's it. We're out of here.